The British Prime Minister David Cameron has left office. He will submit his resignation to the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Cameron earlier attended his last weekly session in Parliament as Prime Minister. He advised his successor Theresa May to remain as close to the EU as possible. He also defended his government's policies after he faced questions from the opposition party on economic issues. Cameron announced his resignation last month after failing to convince the people to vote in favor of remaining in the EU. His successor Theresa May has promised radical social and economic reforms. She was confirmed as the next Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader on Monday after her sole rival, Andrea Leadsom, quit the race. Amina Taylor, correspondent, joins us from London. Amina Taylor, so I'm guessing that perhaps Cameron was on his way to the palace. I think he probably has reached there by now. Tell us how this whole thing is being received there in London.
Well, it's happened so very fast, Kaveh, that it's been a very, very difficult situation to just get your head around. So let me just roll things back a little bit for you. You are right. The Prime Minister, as he will be for the next few minutes in any case, is now making his way to an audience with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, where he will formally hand in his resignation to the top job, a job he's held for some 6 years, 11 years in charge of the Conservative Party. And then after he finishes that in a very choreographed move, then Theresa May will then go and see the Queen. The Queen's having a very busy dinner time, I tell you that much. But let's just think about something. This Prime Minister's legacy, he will be known as the austerity man, and somebody who can bring a little bit of light onto this situation for me is a guest that's familiar to many Press TV viewers, Mr. Jonathan Fryer, the author and political analyst. And Jonathan, as a Lib Dem man, I'd like to nail your colours to the mast straight away. How do you see the last 6 years of a Cameron government?
Well, there were undoubtedly some good things, although you stress the austerity. Without a doubt, the British economy has grown, at least until the last few weeks, at a quite impressive rate. So that will be a tick in his favour, and also some social legislation, which was quite unusual for a Conservative. But let's face it, David Cameron is going to go down in history as the man who gambled on the vote on the European Union and whose demise now is the start, we believe, of Brexit, of Britain leaving the European family. And already we're beginning to feel the economic and indeed social consequences of that.
And on a very brief note, the woman taking charge, 59-year-old Theresa May, and I'm always loath to talk about the age of a lady in particular, but she's going in. Is she Margaret Thatcher too? What can we expect from a Theresa May premiership?
Theresa May is a very different character from Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher was a woman who knew exactly what she wanted and was determined to make everyone else do what she wanted. Theresa May is more of a listen to my civil servants, discuss things with colleagues, but she's also not got a very good reputation within the House of Commons of conferring with other MPs. She doesn't go into the tea room to chat with them. She doesn't appear a lot on television. So in that sense, she's a little bit of an unknown quantity.
And in these very difficult times, Kaveh, well, is it a case of the political devil, you know, because she has been described as a safe pair of hands. And I don't know if viewers listening in can hear the din of the helicopters just above us outside Parliament here, because just a few yards down the road, the next time you speak with me, this country will have a new, I was going to say man, but a woman at the helm. Kaveh?
It's a pleasure talking to your correspondent there from London.